delight.
Two wheels is too much for me. And handlebars are too easy.
It's my new favorite song.
Spin my pedals on just one wheel. Put me on the saddle, I'm out of here. Give me a unicycle, dear.
Wow. Hour number four. On a Monday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing. Keshav, our intern, is here today as well. We appreciate their hard work. First couple hours already podcasted for you at hornfm.com. So if you missed our interview with Jeff Howe, we grabbed him Monday of this week because we got draft stuff coming up Thursday. But we wanted to get his thoughts on the spring game while it was still fresh. So good conversation with him. And we've been talking about the spring game throughout the day.
Good stuff. I think people have pretty good feel, you know, or a rational take on it, right? Most of them.
That's a good word. I was going to use another R word and say a realistic.
Realistic's a much better word. That's what I was looking for.
Because if you go and if you're a football fan, you kind of know what you're seeing and what you're not seeing. And, I mean, there's... It's like we always talk about, right? It's your team playing your team.
What you can take away, what you just can't.
Right. Yeah, right. What's okay for you to be excited about and what you might want to not flip out about. Like what you don't want to lose sleep over off of a spring game, but also what you don't want to like call a buddy and say, man, did that look easy, easy. Spring game.
I smell Heisman. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I definitely
didn't have that feel
on Saturday.
No, and I knew I wasn't going to walk out there thinking that about anyone unless all of a sudden they're going to give it to defenders and Malcolm Roach. No, I'm kidding.
That's a whole other thing.
But I was hoping that one of the quarterbacks would separate a little more. And it's one scrimmage. That's what it is, and it's a very controlled one at that.
One thing we haven't talked about yet, did you notice a difference in Sam Ellinger's delivery?
A little, and that's one of the things someone asked me, and not enough that I can, I mean, that's one of the first things I'm doing at 8 o'clock when I get home. I've got that thing ready to go, and that's one of the main things I want to look at. Second watch, one of the other things I want to look at are some of those individual linemen. So we'd really focus in on that. And you heard Jeff Al talk about that. Okafor, kind of same old, up and down. It sounds like there's more up to go with that down there. So gets back to that other R word we're talking about. Relatively speaking, our offensive line seems to be improving. It had to go that way.
Had a ways to go.
Not sure where Southwest Airlines stock is right now, but at some point it may kind of be that, hey, we can only go that way now, right?
It was not a B student.
It was not, right, exactly.
The offensive line was not a B student.
Yeah, kid comes home, if Monkey was making all D's right now and came home with a C-, you are making improvement.
Yeah, you have to understand the relativity there. You're right.
She's not, because she's a good kid.
Right.
Good student.
Good student, right. Yeah, we'll make sure we separate those. We have people driving out there that have kids making D's.
Right,
they can
that's
be great
true.
Kids,
that's true.
Right?
That's true. That's a good point.
Could still be great kids.
That wasn't that way in my household.
No.
When I was making D's, I was a bad kid.
Correct. Mine was the same. In reference to the guy I mentioned at the spring game wearing the Aggie shirt, somebody said, guys, I'm always that guy because it's a great conversation starter.
Okay.
They said they got a bunch of OU fans to buy them beer at the Texas OU game because of it.
Do you want to start that conversation?
Actually, it was the Okies. He said, Okies bought my beer, suckers.
So, that's what I'm saying. Do you want to start that conversation?
Like, do I want to start a conversation with Oklahoma people?
Look, I mean, the good thing is they're all family. So you could figure out the weird family chain that is some of their fans.
Yeah.
Usually in shape of a diamond. but yeah, I mean, that's not worth it for a beer for me. OU Brian, yes. OU Mark, maybe even I'd take one.
Oh, now that's a whole nother thing. This says, I sat next to a dude and his son decked out in Razorback gear. I miss them. You're going to bring your father and son to the Texas spring game in Razorback gear.
It's just bumper sticker pride, man.
What are you doing?
Which usually says more about the person than...
And then there's this, maybe the text of the day. I've never been called this, Kevin, so get ready. Is this Chad the worst Aggie on earth calling out other Aggies for doing something? I guess that's...
How are you the worst Aggie on earth?
I don't know. That's what I texted back. I said, damn, not one worse than me? Like, there hasn't... If there's
this guy wears Texas A&M stuff in here all the time. I know what you're separating. I mean, I think I'm... I would think someone's a good Longhorn fan. I think I'm a good Longhorn fan, but I wouldn't go do that. I wouldn't go to College Station to a spring game and wear that. Just, I mean, look, that's their deal.
If there's got to be an Aggie somewhere that's murdered someone. I've never done that. Doesn't that make them a worse Aggie than me?
I would think so.
I mean, come on. Let's get the scoreboard out here. Let's get this tote board going.
Chuck Knobloch thrown to first alone. He opened it up.
There's no need. He didn't open it up for that kind of meanness. Okay, that's viciousness.
I'm waiting for the Erksleben text now from your Aggies.
Okay, so the Erksleben text. Here's the text responding to your comments about the kid in the laundry room that did not respond.
Yes, I'm not looking for a conversation.
This says my wife doesn't get eye contact, gets shunned in the hall at work. They just made the list. People just at work not talking to people.
Right. And it's different from talking, right? There may be that one person in the office and you know, okay, this is a 15-minute conversation.
Yeah, right.
And it's like one of my grandmas. I'm not going to say which one.
Mm-hmm.
I would call and I had to set aside a month.
Yes.
Right.
You had to dole out
the
time.
Taking this week off? Yeah, I got to call grandma.
It's going to be a while.
I should be back. I'm not sure, though. And so if there's that person, I get it. But in a situation where it's just common courtesy and it's how Austin has always been and will continue to be. We will edit you guys out of here. We'll get you out of here out of niceness alone. Common courtesy alone. I'm not looking for a converse. I don't know what you think is going to happen here. You walked into a room. It's a very tight room. I looked up and said, hey, don't go all of a sudden, eyes down, find a corner, find a happy place. What is he going to do?
To be fair, it was
that's what y'all look like and feel like, just being a total a-hole.
It would have been really cool if he'd actually made those noises, but let's be clear, he did not, right? Ugh. He was silent.
And then later on, hey man, are you going to use that other laundry machine?
He got
fun response on that one. Fun response on that one.
You punished him then for not responding earlier?
No, I just acted like he didn't exist. For about 5 seconds, looked up and goes, yeah, whatever, man.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Interpersonal communication, Kevin Dune style. You in a laundry room. That's awesome.
It's just very too cool for school. It's not a good look.
Well, nowadays, it's extra important to teach the kids about personal interactions because they have less and less of them.
Right.
Because everybody's on a device. And we all know this. I'm not going into an old man speech. We all know why we're here, right? We all know what's going on.
Saw it on 60 Minutes 2 months ago, and I finally found out. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah.
We've seen this happening for a little while.
It's a tough interaction.
Which is why the kids, too, and I've got a niece that, really, I'm proud of both my nephews and my niece because they fit in this role, but she definitely does, where you can do both that, but, man, there's still some personality, and you can make eye contact and say hello and shake a hand and stuff all of us were taught and could do by five.
I had a wild, kind of along the lines of this sort of the kids today and trying to figure out what's happening. Over the weekend, we were transporting kids to the softball game yesterday. So,
well, they're not inmates.
We're just...
You got to drive like they are.
My bad. Giving kids a ride.
Padded inside.
So
locked up in their cage.
We end up taking one, two, three. We take five. We have five girls, fifth or sixth grade girls, in my wife's car. The first question that gets asked as soon as the car starts moving from the very back, what's your Wi-Fi password? And then I realize, oh, because my wife's car is one of the new ones that has it's a Wi-Fi hotspot. And they all realize that because my daughter told them that. Everybody had a device and everybody got hooked up right away.
Okay.
While we were driving.
Now, the driving thing's okay, right? Because what kids at that point, if they're going to be messing with each other, you don't want them doing what kids may do, which is...
Because it could be distracting. And,
playing grab ass. Wrestling.
We don't want grab ass in the car.
Messing around, monkeying around.
Exactly.
With monkey in the car.
That's right.
So I on the car, it's fine. Dinner, probably you got to put that thing down for a while.
Dinner, you don't
right?
want that. Now, I did look in the back seat at one point and realize four of the five were on devices. The other one was doing something totally bizarre. She was reading a book. Not my daughter, one of the others, and my daughter reads plenty of books. But I turned and I said,
well, on an iPad, right?
No, no.
On one of those, what's the thing called?
Not on a Kindle.
Not a Kindle.
No, a book. And I looked and I said, hey, are you reading a book with like pages and ink and stuff? And she said, yeah. In fact, she had two of them with her.
Well, who's this old broad?
I know. The old biddy in the backseat?
Who's this old dame reading?
It was awesome.
What are you reading, Wuthering Heights?
It was good stuff. All right, this is Chad and Kevin. It's a Monday. We've got, obviously, a lot of spring game that we've talked about. You got the NFL draft coming up later in the week as well. If you have any thoughts from the spring game, let us know. We've had a lot of great texts coming in, not just the text that just called me a damn 2%er on the text line.
And Chad is proud of that.
Brand new comment. Never heard.
Right, you've never heard that one.
Never heard that one before. Oh, somebody says, I'm better than Rick Perry. There you go.
There you go.
How can I be the worst?
Lyle Lovett. Yeah. But if, yeah.
Lyle.
Well, Lyle's tough.
There's no way.
Right.
Right. Come on.
You can do.
That's that. Someone else from an earlier conversation throws in, the Jazz uniforms remind me of the default sunset theme for PowerPoint. They said they kind of like it, though. I have not gotten to where I like it yet, and Kevin is definitely not liking it.
God bless you. If I ever get to that point.
Hey, let's find out what tonight we get a chance to look at it all by itself, that 9:30 tip.
It's some of it too, though, what we talked about is the court, the arena, and the fact that they're having to dress all the fans because no one has this gear, and why would you?
It's just this year, right?
This is the first year.
Yeah, the first year. Not like they're just doing it this year, but
well, I'm hoping that too.
Let's hope it switches back. Yeah, they're strange. We've had people texting in today about, you know, 80s Denver Nuggets and the Vancouver Grizzlies.
I never thought the Grizzlies were as bad as that.
Have been ripped.
It was cheesy and stupid and new and fake.
What about this one? I think this is when Grant...
But not that bad.
I think this is when Grant Hill was there. Remember when Detroit went with that weird powder blue with the horse on it? Do you remember those unis?
Yeah.
But it wasn't this bad. I don't think
it wasn't this bad.
This is like 19 colors.
It didn't take over the whole court.
Yeah, right. I can't remember. Did they change that whole court or not? I can't remember. Yeah, it's a little strange. And
those Nuggets uniforms were bad.
Nuggets in the 80s. But as a kid, to me, those Nuggets uniforms in the 80s were like the Astros unis in the 80s. It was just who they were. They were like the team that kind of rocked the little rainbow look. It was colorful. It was bright.
I didn't like the Rockets uniform as a kid, but they weren't this bad.
You couldn't miss them. Yeah, I didn't love
just
those.
Red and yellow.
Now, again, they're not my team, but it was one of those where I could at least know. From age 5, all I need to know is, are you you? Do you look like yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And with Utah, over the years, I've learned what they look like. Stockton and Malone, you talked about they went to the weird Rocky Mountain thing.
So are they? So here was my thought. Are they trying to get away from that idea and that brand, if you will, of the Stockton Hornacek?
Maybe.
Because they weren't the most popular team out there, unless you rooted for Utah.
Right, but
just their style and everywhere. Are they trying to get all that out? Obviously, those guys have been gone for a long time, but hey, this is a new Utah. It's not the Stockton Malone Hornacek team.
You think they're dealing with that with fans, you mean? Like fans don't want to think of that era?
Just fans and brand in general.
Wow.
So when I say fans, not just their fans, fans of the NBA.
Well,
the youngsters who may be still looking for a spot.
But you can't think so expansively you're worried about what other fans think of your team, I would hope.
Oh, yeah, no.
You
wouldn't think so I'm just saying other fans like younger kids who may not have a team yet.
Oh, I see. Kids looking for a team.
Right.
And you know what? The one thing we know, I mean, when young eyes hit these uniforms, if they don't have any of that knowledge.
That would be the thought.
Yeah, it does draw them immediately in and teaches them 15 colors at once. Like, that's exciting.
They all bleed together.
Huge gradation of colors there.
Wasn't there something in the 80s that would look like that? You said you talked about a guy maybe coming from the West.
To me, I just look at it as like a, it's like a vacation shirt to me. It's like shirts people would buy on vacation. You'd go to Florida or you'd go to Arizona or California and you'd come back and it'd be like this shirt and it would have a little sun in the middle and it would say like Yucatan or something dumb. And you're like, oh, you went on vacation.
San Diego.
And there's a whale, yeah. Right? There's a whale and a sun.
Shamu.
Like, okay, fine.
A Texas football team.
You went on vacation. I didn't. I helped my granddad paint a barn. What point are you trying to make? Jeez. Come on. All right. Coming up, we'll get you the big three and get you set up for tonight's NBA action, including those wonderful, god-awful Utah uniforms. Kevin's got one and done for you as well, and then we will be out of here on a Monday. This is The Horn.
I know that I need you now. The key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
Chad and Kevin with you on a Monday. What do you got here, K-Shift? Kind of sounds like Kevin's got Jack Johnson. Who's this?
Mm-hmm. I think I played this artist a couple weeks ago. His name's Tom Misch, and this song is called Lost in Paris.
Okay. Tom Misch?
M-I-S-C-H.
You did play. It was getting a little jam.
I like it. This kind of song made me move my shoulders and embarrass my wife.
You got some rhythm.
I like that.
So, what would you classify this as before I ask Keisha? You as a music nerd.
Well, first off, we probably shouldn't have had that on the air, but hope everybody else didn't hear that.
I didn't.
I don't know. Kind of, man, now that I'm hearing the rapping part, I don't know. It's kind of like rockish rap. I'm not sure exactly what that would be.
And then you get into this.
Honestly, I couldn't give this a genre too. I'm not even sure. Because, like, he's
you
kinda,
can't label this.
I can't label this, honestly. I wouldn't be. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
It sounds like it's like not label worthy. It's open.
It's kind of like everything. You know, you kind of have that sort of slow rhythm, too. And you have the rap. So maybe a little bit of R&B, I guess?
A little R&B.
Yeah. Kind of like if Jack Johnson and... If Jack Johnson and rap had a baby, and then you throw a little and then smooth it out even more. Man, that's complicated.
Jack
I like
Johnson
it,
and rap had a baby, I'd probably want to sleep with it.
Yeah, right? That's kind of what that was.
It would be some light-skinned princess.
The beginning of that had a little Jack Johnson vibe, and we shut up long enough to hear him swear a little bit.
I didn't hear it.
Got
was
into
it
rap.
Bad?
I don't know if it was bad. It's one of those. I actually heard it on the – I heard a guest of Trey and Brad say it the other day, and I thought, I don't know if we should have that on the air. And so,
marriage?
No, not that one.
Not that dirty.
Not that one. Not that. No, nothing. Nothing.
Nothing
dirty.
Like that.
Nothing like that.
Hey, good news. Did Stanton get on base?
Giancarlo?
Yeah.
I think he might have.
If he did, it's going to be a big ceremony. They're going to take out first base and give it to him. First time he's hit first base here at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, come on. He's gotten a base hit at home, hasn't he?
He has, but it's not been a good start for him. Very, very batty early on. They're gonna mash at some point.
Do you think?
And they are right now. He's just not.
Do you think there's a baseball fan that ever shows up at the stadium and wonders where the box is around, like where's the box to tell him what a strike is? You think anybody ever does that?
Probably now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably the first time I went back to watch a football game after, this would have been, early 90s maybe?
Uh-huh.
Whenever we had really gotten used to just everything being replayed, and you go to a game, and maybe a high school game, and there's not the replay there, and you're like, this hurts the experience.
I can still hear Vern Lundquist, I believe it was, that told the story about the first time a fan said, Vern or Brent Musburger, saying the first time a fan turned to them in the booth and asked where the yellow line was.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were like, whoa, where's the yellow? I can't.
Like, you kidding me?
Yeah, we do that on this end. That's not here in the stadium. All right.
Now, I can see us at hockey games. How come this thing's not lit up?
Oh, yeah. Remember when they did that for a while?
But that's the difference. When you actually go to a hockey game, it's much easier to see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Much easier to follow.
For us, at least for a layman like me.
The only thing I liked about that technology was it would make the puck still glow even when it went below the bottom board,
mm-hmm.
the near side boards. So you never literally lost sight of it.
Yeah.
But the problem was it was glowing and they put flames on it and it got weird.
Animals like hockey if they watch TV.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just because of the
going
movement?
Back to-
Do your cats watch hockey?
One of them will. Do.
You just don't throw it on a lot?
Do
you?
No.
Sometimes you throw it on just to pass the time for the cat?
I throw it on, get some mac and cheese ready for them, and I go out and get some other stuff done for the kids. Take a little me time.
You call hockey babysitting. That's what you call it.
I go down to the laundry machine and see if there's any millennials with attitudes.
Oh, that is a great story. That is fantastic.
It's not as good as yours, but it's good.
Oh, man. All right, let's get a quick big three here. We may retell that story.
The big three.
NBA tonight. By the way, the Yankees are up 2-0 on Minnesota, if you need that score. Bottom of the first. Rangers and Astros both in action tonight, not against one another, because that would be cruel to the Rangers. Texas hosting Oakland tonight, 7:05. Trevor Cahill and Matt Moore. The Angels are in Houston for a big series. First and second place, 7:10 start. Tyler Skaggs, Garrett Cole. So check out the Astros early in the week for that one. We've talked spring game. What'd you think of Sam and Shane? A lot of people have texted in today their thoughts, different thoughts on the spring game from all kinds of fronts today. This one says, spring game comments. Still no quarterback, still no running back.
Okay.
All right. And other folks have talked about the offense, but also this one says freshman quarterbacks looking great. Tight end might actually be a position on the field this year. Who would have thought? Reese Leto.
Yeah.
Looked all right.
He looked all right. I mean, the body is certainly there. There wasn't a, I mean, it was kind of, it felt like the same play, right?
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a check down aspect. I'm going to go look at that a little bit more tonight, but I do like the fact that we're going to get that position involved. And that's what you take out of it, correct?
Yeah, I thought, yeah, that's like the position's there.
It's a lot.
I thought, and Beck looked okay.
Yeah, Beck looks fine.
Beck's moment was all right.
We're going to have a lot more options there. Once again, that's a relative comment.
Go back on this play, and it's when Sam, I believe it's Sam quarterbacking for Reese Leto. There was a play, the one time I thought they ran a tight end-ish route for him, I thought they were sending him up the seam. Sam threw him off of the seam. He threw him off the hash and made it way too tough, and he had to jump and
yes.
would have gotten crushed by another defense.
That is one I want to go back and slow down a little bit.
Right. To figure, I haven't rewatched that play to know. Did Sam, obviously Sam didn't throw a great football, but was that route supposed to just go right up the seam, or was he, you know, I didn't know if he ran the bad route
mm-hmm.
or Sam threw a bad ball, or no. maybe a little of both.
No, that's because you've watched a lot of football, and you know that it's hard to tell at that point.
Yeah.
But that can go in both ways. I mean, if Dan Marino threw it, it's obviously Duper and Clayton's fault.
Yes, right. Obviously.
He's
sure.
Never overshot anyone in his life.
But he looks the part. Reese Leto looks the part.
Yes, he does. I think you meant Dan Marino. I was like, boy, Dan Marino.
Dan Marino looked
no one
the part.
Ever looked more like a quarterback than Dan Marino.
That's a good point. And as Jeff.
But yes, Leto does.
And as Jeff Howe pointed out earlier, Reese Leto's blocking was pretty good.
Yeah.
Looked good blocking. And he said to him, and I got to go back and rewatch this, he said he thought Leto was the one guy who kind of dealt with Hager.
I was gonna say that Leto for me right now would be someone that you know can help block, and then other things, waggles, boots from that where he can release. Probably a lot of delayed stuff, too. Mm-hmm. They ran some good delayed stuff last year, and they did it with our boy from Lake Travis here. And he's also someone who I think is going to be able to help out, too, Cade.
Brewer, oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right. Obviously, Brewer was out with the injury for the spring game, but he should be back for the season. Texas baseball drops 2 out of 3, and we mentioned the Astros and the Rangers. So there's your big three for this Monday. Remember the draft coming up Thursday, and we'll be out at Pluckers, the link location for that draft party. All right, let's get you another one and done before we get out of here. One and done time, kids.
I don't like one and done. I've said it. I think there's a couple things people may not understand.
I don't think it's an indictment.
Hey, we got an invite to Ewer's birthday party.
One and done. We want one and done.
Is that right?
The president's made that very clear.
One and done.
Trey, what do you think? Just take Chad there and get him high?
Baby. There you go. All right, for the kids in the laundry room, here we go. It's one and done with Robinson. It's one and done with Robinson. There he is. It's one and done with Robinson. Kevin Drew.
Even Chris Bryant taking one to the face calls him Cabin Dune. Woo. Is he all right, by the way?
Yeah, lacerated face, not much. I mean, yeah, I know.
Just a lacerated face?
That's all. He'll be fine.
Is that it?
He lost his face.
Hey, they lacerated his face. Tape him up. Get him back in there.
He got lucky because it caught the helmet, hit his sunglasses, which kind of cut him a little bit.
Okay, that cushioned it a little bit.
That cushioned it a lot.
My
so
God.
Past concussion stuff, so he should be fine. You know what's not fine is Jake Orodizzi, who, boy, he's in the right spot, too. He's in the Bronx, and he's about to see a fish head.
Oh, goody. Well, that's good news.
Isn't that what they show you before they shoot you in the back of the head?
Is that what it is? The fish head or the
fish
horse head?
They show you, if you walk into a room, you see a fish and cuckoo.
Oh, I didn't realize.
You added a club. Then joining that mafia was a dangerous thing.
Then you're sleeping with the fishes.
Gotcha.
All right. It's brought to you by Texas Card House. Join the NFL Alumni Austin Chapter and Foam Finger Nation for the first round of the draft coming up Thursday. And you get to hang out with local NFL alums, including former Longhorn Sergio Kindle, Raul Allegra, and Chris Dulabon, TexasCardHouse.com. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Okay, let's talk a little spring football here. Wanted Texas to finish off with a sweep there against New Orleans. Couldn't do that. But I was happy with what I saw from the spring football game. And I felt like overall this was a good weekend. I'm going to go back and kind of rewatch it. And I had people around, so was able to see probably what a lot of y'all saw, which was just flashes. You see flashes, guys make some plays. We've talked about that today. But overall, Chad, what I did take away, what I know that I don't have to rewatch from talking to you, talking to people, and from just what we saw, is that it was a much better environment out there. And that is Chris Del Conte's job right now, is to try and get this fan base to do some things that they don't always like to do, which is maybe show up a little early, hang around a little bit longer, engage a little bit more. And I do think there's some possibilities to do that. It's also going to help having a better football team. And that's something else that we saw. They look better. That's just eyeball test. Even Shane looked a lot stronger. And I know he went one-on-one with Sam in the bull ring. That's going to be a tough fight when you got a core like Ellinger. But both those guys look stronger. Thought there were multiple guys that I thought, okay, just coming off the bus, you look good. Brandon Jones with the angles is something I take out of this. I do take tackling out of this, and the fact that tackling continues to get better. Little culture things they were trying to teach last year at this time that they may not have to be teaching as much. Very basic fundamentals they were having to teach that hopefully you're just reminding and not having to turn that into muscle memory. So out of all those things, I think this thing is moving in the right direction. And that, to me, is just nice. It's nice to be able to sit there and go rewatch this tonight and be excited about rewatching it, knowing that we got a long way to go, but it's moving in the right direction.
One comment on defense. There's obviously, you know, you'd rather have to dial things back than have to try to accelerate it, because sometimes it's hard to get a guy to do that.
Right.
There are a couple moments. I don't want to be the buzzkill here. There are a couple moments where I think Brandon Jones is one of them, and then the other one is on that Duvernay pass. There are a couple hits I saw in that game where I thought, hey, they may throw you out of a game for that.
Yeah.
Just be like on the Brandon Jones play was the one in the end zone where there's two guys coming together trying to just create an incompletion. And the one thing I would tell Brandon Jones there is get your hands in there.
Okay, I remember that, but I didn't see it close enough to where was there.
He's kind of led with I felt like he kind of led with the helmet a little bit. To me, it was a football play.
I thought it was a good football play.
It was. But you know what happens
nowadays,
right?
I know what you're saying. I mean, that's one. Trust me, I've written some stuff down. That'll be one that I will go back and really look at. B.J. Foster's going to get a couple of those. B.J. Foster should have been born 15 years ago.
Oh, man.
And he would be – that's going to be one of the only problems that we have with him is, oh, he's out for the first half. Why? Because he made a great football play, and they're treating him like pansies.
Man. Okay. Right. They're demonizing the defensive players, like I talk about.
You talk about that all the time, and it's a good point. Especially the – just the attitude and the inflection and the aura of the announcers when they talk about these guys. And God. I always think of you. I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Why are you setting this up that this guy bought three shotguns and for a week planned robbing someone and murdering them? You know how quick this was, right?
The phrase that got me a couple years ago, maybe it was last season I heard this the first time. And a referee actually said, because they do, I guess it was in the NFL, where they, if you get two unsportsmanlike conducts, they kick you out. I think that's what it is.
I think that's it, yeah.
He called the first one, and he said, that's number, whatever, 32's first unsportsmanlike conduct as it pertains to his possible ejection. And I thought, wait a minute, you just referenced the possible ejection now?
I'm thinking about it.
So it's in your brain now. Just, what are you doing?
The 1-2 count with Eric Gregg.
Why would you...
I know you're rooting for strike three.
Punch him out.
It doesn't have to be close. I'm swinging. Don't worry, Eric.
Punch him out, Eric.
R.I.P.
All right. Coming up. What, you don't think his family knew he had a big strike zone? Everything about the man was big, including his strike zone.
It's ironic, really.
It really is.
One last thing coming up before we get out of here on a Monday. This is The Horn.
One last thing.
Pittman!
All right, headed towards the end of the show here. Real quick, I did check with somebody in the know. Somebody was asking about Drew Pearson and whether or not he's going to make a pick at this year's draft. Apparently the answer to that is no. He will not be involved in making the picks. I'm told that Bob Lilly and Travis Frederick are the two guys that are going to be making the picks for the Cowboys. So there you go. A lot of great texts have come in today. This might be the best description of the Utah uniforms that I've heard today. Somebody texted that the new Utah jerseys remind them of an old Atari game in low-res graphics, and then they brought up Dig Dug. I think that might be the call.
This person's a genius.
That's excellent work.
I've been digging for that. I wouldn't have found that in the rest of my life.
No, there's no way. There's no way. I'm totally with you on that. Somebody else said that of those uniforms, if you've won an NBA title, you're not allowed to change your uniforms. But because they haven't, they're almost allowed to do it.
Okay.
Like, it's okay. It's better.
Utah had championship caliber teams, though, and championship quality teams that would have won championships in many, many other years.
Yeah, one for your rude guy, Jordan, taking them all.
MJ giving you the FU. Didn't Houston do that, though?
No.
Rockets,
well, I guess they would have taken the Western Conference.
No, but didn't the Rockets change uniforms after winning one?
Oh, like, yeah,
in
they
between?
Did. Yeah, we've talked about that. They went pajamas. Remember, they went to the weird pajama stripes.
Yeah, not sure which ones. I like their uniforms a lot more now than either of those.
Why wouldn't just selling championship gear get you enough money? Why would you need to sell championship gear and your new gear? I don't understand that. But I agree with that fan. All right, I feel like something just happened in fantasy baseball. What just happened?
Someone I was going to pick up, and I didn't. He just went yard.
Oh, I see. This is non-buyer's remorse.
Is that the rookie?
Yeah, Andujar.
The shortstop?
Not yours, no.
Non-trader's remorse? Is that what this is?
No, it's fine, because I was going to have to get rid of him either way, but I missed on that one.
And that's fantasy justification.
Come on, Davidson. Hey, you better prove something. You beat up on all these guys. Beat up on them.
That feels like fantasy anger. I'm trying to learn all the emotions that this thing brings out in you.
So am I.
You're trying to get it too?
Exactly.
You're trying to process? Do you think people go to therapy for fantasy sports?
Like,
do people go to therapists and use some of that time that they're paying for to bitch about their fantasy stuff?
I don't know if they go to therapy, but I think they end up in therapy and they don't understand the root of the marriage and the abuse or to their own body or whatever is because of fantasy. So they get to it eventually.
Oh my God. All right, Rockets go up 3-1 tonight?
Yeah, but I'm watching. I'm excited.
I am too.
I want to see a game. But yeah, Rockets go up 3-1.
I want to see if they start playing like themselves. How about Oklahoma City, Utah? You buying this that Russ is going to shut down Rubio?
Yes.
Okay, so 2-2 in that series when the evening's done.
I mean, Rubio's nice and all. He's not Pistol Pete.
He is not.
Looks more like him now, though.
Yeah, he kind of does. Have a great Monday evening. We'll be back for a Tuesday show tomorrow. That was a limb to end the show. See ya.
Now, get Chuck and Joaquin.